Alcova Mortgage is here for good. We are locally owned, value great communication, and are committed to our Covington community. Call Alcova Mortgage Covington at 540-962-7152 or visit alcovahighlands.com to get in touch for your mortgage lending needs.
Alcova Mortgage, NMLS ID 40508, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, Equal Housing Lender. Terms and conditions apply. All loans subject to credit approval.
Support for the Ball Hawk Show podcast is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's Performance Package, the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 400 men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off, free worldwide shipping with the code BALLHAWK at manscaped.com. And if my math is correct, that's about 800, no, not 800, 8 million. See, my math was almost off. 8 million balls. Whoa, wait a minute. So I do want to share y'all a story while we're talking about Manscaped. Before Manscaped, Ball Hawk used to have two trimmers. Trimmers from the neck up and the trimmers for the waist down. And the trimmers on the waist down, as you all know, man, you can cut yourself, chafe yourself. It ain't pretty. You know, it might be a little too sharp. And you think you done trim real well, and then you try to go out for a run or you go hoop or something like that, and you and your thighs, well, don't worry. Manscaped.com got you covered, man. The Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. And, yo, it's definitely a game changer. Inside this package, meaning the Performance Package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker Ear and Nose Hair trimmer, the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, the Crop Reviver Toner, Performance Boxer Briefs, and a travel bag to hold all those goodies that's included. So first off, we got to talk about the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the future of grooming and, dare I say, the greatest ball trimmer ever. Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is waterproof and also has a 400K LED spotlight you need when you need a more precision shave. Because this trimmer is waterproof, you can say goodbye to the mess on the bathroom floor. Yeah, I remember them bathroom floor days. You ain't lying there, buddy. So make sure you check out the Performance Package 4.0. They throw in two extra free gifts. That's the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Bring your comfort and boxers to another level. It's time to take care of yourself and go to manscaped.com. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code BALLHAWK. Yeah, you heard me. Get 20% off free shipping with the code BALLHAWK at manscaped.com. And just in case you didn't hear me, that's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com if you use the code BALLHAWK. So go unlock your confidence. And as always, use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. There are some monthly expenses you just can't get away from, like insurance. You might be looking at your expenses thinking you're going to have to pause on your DIY project, stop collecting vinyl, or even give up your daily coffee fix to have great insurance. Talk about a nightmare. It's a good thing State Farm knows everyone has a budget and they have a range of options, like insuring your ride and your home with surprisingly great rates on both. With State Farm, you can also personalize your policy so you get the coverage you need at a price that lets you keep up with your projects, add to your vinyl collection, and continue to enjoy your coffee habits. So forget about giving up what you love to have great insurance. For surprisingly great rates, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
What up, though, Ball Hawk Show?
If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Brick layers and ball shorts, coaching from the side of the ball court. If you know, you know. One stop like a Walmart. We got the tennis balls for the wrong sport. If you know, you know. If you know about the carport, them trap doors supposed to be awkward. If you know, you know. That's the reason we ball for. Circle round twice for the encore. If you know, you know.
What's good with you, man?
Nothing, enjoying this Florida weather for these next few days.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
When you coming back to the Ville?
Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Yo, what's up with y'all?
What up, KT? What's good with you?
What's up, Ball? How you doing?
Good, bro. Wait, you in town or you back at the crib, too?
Oh, yeah, I'm still at the crib. I just left Miami from down there by Sham a couple days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to probably get back on the road probably later tonight.
Oh, you driving?
Yeah, get a good nap in after this.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Yeah, I'm going to keep y'all, probably like about an hour, man, hour 15,
For sure.
Chilling. Nothing too formal. Just ask y'all a couple questions about the NIL and stuff like that, and then let a couple fans holler at y'all. And we get out of here.
For sure.
AJ, man, I see you working on the drills and stuff down there. You trying to make sure I don't route you up when you get back, huh?
Hey, man, just perfecting my craft while I'm down here getting to work out with some good trainers. Chris Chambers, actually a former receiver for the Dolphins and the Chiefs. I got a real good connect.
Hold on, you cut out. There you go. Now you're back. What'd you say, Chris Chambers? What? I can't hear you, man. Can you hear him, KT?
Oh, I was saying Chris Chambers.
Okay.
You can't hear me?
Now I can hear you. Yeah.
Can
you
hear me?
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, I was saying I was with Chris Chambers on. I was with Chris Chambers down there working out, and I got good connects with him. So, I just be getting a little extra work in.
Okay. All right, man. Let me make sure you ain't – make sure we straight. You ain't taking nobody Wi-Fi, are you, dog? Don't be doing that now.
You see him out with the bad connection. You know the Florida boys, man. You got to watch them.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey. I was trying to be outside, but I guess I got to come back in the door. I was trying to be outside where I can get some of that sunlight.
Yeah, you gotta. Hey, take that co-host, man, so if I bring speakers up, I could keep folks muted and y'all still could talk. That way, if folks got a question, then I could just unmute. There you go. So, all right, man, we're going to get started. You know how we do. What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, doe? Welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. Today is a special episode, man. I got two guests that's joining me today. Current student athletes at the University of Virginia for the football team. First out, we got Keaton Thompson, Mr. Do-It-All himself. He the new Willie Beeman, Ain't nothing he can't do. He in the building. Then I got Gucci Man himself. It's Gucci, Mr. Well, he said I got to call him AJ for now on, so he's just AJ. So I'm not calling him his full government anymore. You did tell me that, right? Because you taller than me, and I don't want no problems.
Nah, you good. You can go with Gucci.
Hey, man.
Gucci, just not Anthony.
And we got Jay Woods in the building, Jelani in the goulash listening. Salute to my guy. Now he a cult. He in the big stage.
Big money right there.
Yeah, yes, let me get a dollar, Jelani. I just need four quarters. That's it. My dog Shaggy in the building. There's a lot of people. T-Cub, I see you. Alex, I see you. Josh, Matt, take a picture of us, Matt, somehow. You always got the dope flicks. And all the other Wahoo listeners that's in the building. We're going to go ahead and get started. First off, man, how everything been going with y'all, man, since Coach Elliott has joined the staff and y'all went through the spring and both of you guys are outside of Charlottesville in y'all hometowns? How's everything been going?
Man, it's been really good, man. The new staff coming in, really, you know, been able to get a good feel for the new staff throughout the spring ball. And, you know, I think we're going to be really, really impressive this season, man. I'm really excited, you know, about the program the new coaches are implementing. Mm. And, you know, I think it's going to take us a long way, you know. And also, you know, Coach Ellis, he's a player's coach. And, you know, he was able to get some time off and, you know, come home and visit our families. And, you know, family is very important to us. And, you know, just excited to get back to Charlottesville, man, to get to work.
I feel you. And how about you, AJ?
Man, I feel like I'm the king of new styles, man. Being at Louisville, you know, we had a few different DC defensive coordinators there and different position coaches. And then we had Coach Satterfield come in and his staff, and then me transferring with Mendenhall and his staff, and then Elliott and his staff. So the adapting has been something I've been throughout my college journey. But like KT was saying, Coach Elliott is a player's coach, and, you know, emphasis on family and, you know, giving us a time to, you know, to get back home and to be with our family, as well as he understands like the importance of working hard, but he also understands like the oscillation period and, you know, giving us time off so that way we can, you know, stay as fresh as we, as fresh as possible. But yeah, I'm really liking the transition with Coach Elliott and just some of the things he's trying to do to like modernize things in the McHugh Center and stuff like that, that he's trying to do for our program. So for sure.
Yeah, definitely dope, man. It's been fun just watching Coach Elliott and his staff just transition here and build their culture, seeing how much fun you guys been having at practice and things like that. And I'm definitely excited for the season. I mean, I'm always excited for the season, but, you know, just seeing the type of championship pedigree that he'll bring to the program, man. And speaking of change, the names, image, and likeness, man. What are y'all thoughts on the collegiate NIL?
AJ talking about he the king of new staffs. He must not have heard about my career. I'm ball hawk.
Yeah, thanks. He hurt.
For sure. But you know, as far as NIL thing, man, I think it's a, you know, great opportunity for all, you know, student athletes. You know, I'm really excited and glad, you know, that it's finally become a thing. Mm-hmm. You know, wish it was a thing when I was coming out of high school, but you know, I'm grateful for, you know, the little piece I get to catch of it. But man, you know, still learning, and you know, it's a lot of different aspects of the NIL thing, you know. So you know, just learning, and like I said, man, I'm excited. You know, have a few deals here and there, and just, you know, working through it as it comes. Mm-hmm.
AJ, what's your thoughts on the NIL?
Yeah, man, I like the NIL. I think it's something that players deserve, something that should have been done a long time ago, like KT mentioned. But I also think it needs to be done correctly. You know, not all money is good money. And, you know, I think they're going to have to try to find a way so that way players aren't just randomly hitting the transfer portal, you know, here in and here out. So I think it's a great opportunity, but I think they need to find a way to just make it the right way so that, you know, we don't have some of the things that we've been seeing going on in the college world today.
Yeah, man, because, you know, I'll stay with you, AJ. You know, with the NIL, you got your own merch. So what's been the biggest change for somebody like you who wants to promote their own merch and being able to have that leeway now to really step out there and promote your brand versus when I played, you couldn't do anything like that?
Yeah, man, I think it's a great opportunity versus, like, you know, getting a deal from somebody else. Like, you know, I'm a brand within myself, so why not, like, you know, market myself of who I am? So that's what I took that approach, and I let my mom know my idea, and she did a very good job of creating a website and finding the printing companies and making it an official LLC and just basically running everything behind the scenes. You know, it's me on the face, but she did all the work as far as that. And I'm very appreciative of that. Hope she's in here watching so I can get some points for that. But
shout out to mama, man.
Yeah, for sure. Shout out to my mom. But yeah, you know, I think it's a good opportunity for guys to brand themselves. And, you know, that way your fans can connect with you. It's not just about, you know, getting a UVA jersey. You know, you can, you know, brand yourself or, you know, whatever it is in that nature.
How about you, KT, man? I mean, you know, you're a guy that's a former quarterback. And you came here, you was like basically Cordell Stewart. Now you're a full-time receiver in the slot, basically had 1,000 yards last year. How can I frame this? Because we all know this is football. Do you wish, like, damn, I still wish I was a quarterback? Because we know NIL deals are different for a quarterback.
Wait, hold on, Ball. Wait, hold on. Let's emphasize former. Okay. No longer able to.
Okay.
Well, look, listen, Ball Hawk, let's emphasize the fact that, you know, my freshman year, we beat the sleeves off Louisville, you know, back when Shram was over there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to just put that out there when I was a quarterback.
Just a reminder, right? He must have forgot.
Just a reminder since we're putting stuff out there, you know. But yeah, man, for sure. I'm trying to, you know, start my thing up with the merch, like Shram as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of just, I'm starting right now, been working with some partners we have at UVA that they've been, you know, doing, working with us. And, you know, right now I'm in the process of, you know, making my own company and business before I really get into, you know, partnering with different companies and, you know, signing any deals.
Now, that's definitely dope, man, because that's a great segue. You just said you're trying to work with different partners. I'm pretty sure they've been telling you about creating your own LLC and the appropriate steps to make, because with the NIL, now it's expose you to the real world, because, again, we didn't have the NIL when I played, so we were allowed to stay in that bubble. But with the NIL, it's opening you up to the real world, and that's why we come to college, right, to prepare us for the real world. And My next question for you guys is Cavalier Futures, because they're here to help you guys build a lifetime brand. You know what I'm saying? It's here for UVA student athletes. And a lot of times folks think NIL is just for the big two, right? Basketball and football, but it's for all student athletes. So how has it been like for you guys working with Cavalier Futures? Salute to them, because I know they're in the building.
Yeah, man, big salute to Cavalier Futures. And, you know, like you said, you know, Cavalier Futures, you know, works with all student athletes across the board and, you know, really works hard to get us, you know, those deals that, you know, we want and deserve. I feel like Cav Futures, that's what I've been working with, you know, to start my own LLC and, you know, learn how to read contracts and things of that nature. Like you said, just preparing us for the real world. Because, man, contract language is a total different language, I tell you. And, you know, with just, you know, something like AJ was saying about making sure things are done the right way, it's a lot of, you know, trickiness in some of the contracts. So you got to, you know, be careful with NIL because, you know, just the world we live in and people will try to, you know, get over on you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think Cav Futures is really good. Really good, and especially in the sense of they're big on, you know, personal development, like KT said, you know, being able to read a contract and do things of that nature. And, you know, we're actually lucky to have a former person who worked with us in football with Maddie, who's been, you know, helping me and KT directly with some of these opportunities and just, you know, laying out the foundation of, like, what it is that we need to be looking at when looking for NIL opportunities. You know, some of the things, you know the difference between, like, exclusive deals and inexclusive deals and, you know, just things like that. And, like, they get none of the earnings from it. It all comes to us. So that's another big thing about it as well. Like, it's just alumni and former WHO athletes who want to, you know, see some positive things coming from our athletic program. And I'm really grateful for the opportunity they presented it for us.
Yeah, so. Just to add on to that, man, like AJ was saying, the people at Cav Futures are, you know, truly great people, you know, and, you know, they're not in it for the money at all. They just, you know, truly want to help us and help the student at least, you know, capitalize on the opportunities we have in front of us.
Yeah, man, and I'm glad, you know, you shared that information, AJ, because a lot of times from the outside looking in, for fans that aren't really previewed to what's really going on, assumptions are created, and we know assumptions can grow legs. With the Cavalier Futures, it's not like they're acting as an agent and they're getting a percentage. Like you said, that is the student athlete's revenue. They're just here to help. They're working for the cause and not for the applause, and I think we got to make sure that's understood, that they're not brokering deals to take a percentage. They're here to help student athletes build a brand, to build legit partnerships, to understand financial literacy, to understand how contracts are worded and what the language means and what's expected of each and every student athlete, not just the starting quarterback or the starting receiver or the starting defensive back. But I heard Lowe on 247 with Jackie just saying, like, even somebody who may not be a starter on lacrosse but wants to build their own brand. Because we know social media is powerful, man. There's a lot of athletes out, a lot of students, student athletes. I don't just want to say students, but there's a lot of student athletes that they have a huge social media presence. And you got to understand that you are a walking brand. Because that's the one thing you don't know when you transition to the NFL. You know, we got Jelani in here, and he's a walking brand. He learned that as soon as he stepped into minicamp and OTAs, and he signed that deal, and the agent was right there, and he cashed that check, and the agent was like, yo, by the way, here go your invoice. You got to pay me. So that's great that you guys discussed that. So with that being said, man, today it was an announcement, fellas. I want you guys to share what the Cav Club is before I get into the details.
Yeah, man. Cav Club, you know, is something that's coming here in the future, and it's just a great way to connect. It's fan subscription based. It's a platform where, you know, the fans can really get to know us. You know, we do like meet and greets, exclusive interviews, and, you know, just to see us outside of, you know, our athletics and, you know, just to get more personal with us, you know, and also, you know, it creates a platform for business and, you know, sponsors and things of that nature. So it's just another way to connect with us outside of the football field and off the courts and things like that, to where fans can come in and really kind of get a feeling for who we are as people as well as athletes.
Yeah, man, and just to, you know, add to that, like you said, you know, the fan, I think it's a great opportunity to, you know, get to really know, you know, fans on a personal level and let the fans get to know us. You know, I think that's really big to, you know, really be able to connect with fans, you know, outside of just the time, you know, we see them on the field and on game day. And also, you know, along with the podcast and meet and greets, there also will be features coming soon where fans will be able to, you know, purchase autograph items from us also, and things of that nature.
That's dope. So if everybody want to check Who Vision at the top of this Twitter space, I provided the tweet that Cavalier Futures provided at Cavalier Futures. Make sure you get them a follow. And they discuss how today's the sign-up day. Use the code CF for 10% off a subscription. So with that being said, the membership options are tiered, ranging from $4.99 a month to $500 a month. And with each tier, you get different access. For example, the Blue membership, which is $4.99 per month, adds subscribers to an exclusive mailing list to receive the Cav Club newsletter that will include video messages, early insights on NIL sponsorships, and articles written by and about student athletes. The Orange membership gives subscribers access to a portal of digital content, which Keaton just alluded to, such as in-depth interviews, athlete-led miniseries. Again, athlete-led miniseries, not just what you, like, y'all see me doing a walkthrough. This is something that they gonna lead. Behind-the-scenes vlogs, which was another reason why I was happy about the NIL, because you couldn't even have a YouTube channel that was popping, and the NCAA was like, ah, let me get that. So not anymore. The Orange Level members, now they will also gain access to a fan store with limited edition merchandise and receive priority registration for Cavaliers Futures events. The silver package is $99 a month, and the gold package is $500 a month, and it will put subscribers on the guest list for various invite-only events such as small group meets and greets, clinics, and more. Salute to Locker Room Access. That's a part of that partnership, and the great Herman Moore. He's also a part of that partnership, Team 84, his marketing agency, Team 84. So it's great to see former Hoos, and I'm a part of Locker Room Access myself. Myself and Tony Covington have our podcast at Lockdown, so we definitely be doing things with the student athletes, not just football, but all student athletes. So with that being said, man, how can we have a little bit of fun? Let's see. Was there one NIL deal that you were looking to get as soon as it went down? Like, I like Whoppers. I would have went to Burger King. Like, yo, can I get a Whopper NIL? Just let me shout out. Let me get free Whoppers. Was there anything that y'all wanted when y'all saw the NIL go through?
For me personally, my first thing, I was thinking like, shoot, I want a Bass Pro Shop NIL deal. Ooh. I can go in there and get all kind of boats. rods, reels. That's what I was thinking, like, man.
But you told me you swat fish with your hands because your hands so quick that you ain't need no pole or nothing.
Man, you going to let him tell you that, man?
Hey, KT has Come seen on. Me live in effect on the water. I am a fish whisperer out there.
A fish just, whisperer?
I just have it. Like my, I think my pops in here too. He don't want to admit it. I got a few family members in here. Like I'm man. The best fisherman in the family.
Tell
now.
Your pops to come up here. I need pops to tell the story because I know you lying.
I'm one of the best fish. I may be the best fisherman in the family. I don't have the years. You know they got the years on me, but just as far as like I'm a sponge, I just soak everything up. I just, like, I see it. Like, I taught myself personally how to bass fish. I used to watch, we had, my grandma and my mom, we had Comcast cable. I would watch Bill dance every day in that ugly Tennessee orange hat he would wear. And I would just watch him every day. And then I learned how to use bait casters. And I just, it's just something I grew a love for. So definitely Bass Pro Shop was something I was looking forward to.
All right. How about you, yeah. KT? What was the one thing you was like, yo, I got to get that deal?
Man, for me, it wasn't just one thing in particular I thought of. I started thinking about all kinds of stuff. I started, you know, it was just a flood of ideas coming to my mind. from merchandise to cereal deals, you know, all type of stuff came to my mind, man. And it's still like a blur kind of sort of, you know, with so many different opportunities and still, you know, just learning about it. But I could say that that's one thing, you know, AJ could do is catch a fish. Mike can't catch a football, but he can catch a fish. I'll tell you that.
I know. That's crazy. This man ain't seen me drop a pass yet. Mm. I'm 3 for 3. I'm 3 for 3. That's 100%. That's the best on the team.
That's a fact.
Oh, God.
Yours is game changers, huh? When you catch the ball, it's a game changer, huh?
You know what I'm saying? KT, you know, he drop a pass, it's just, oh, he'll get the next one. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man.
It may not be a next one for me. The next play could be a touchdown, you know? So
that's a fact, man. I see we got Lo Davis, executive director in the house, Maddie in the house. If anyone of them want to come up and speak, they definitely can. Also, man, I didn't want to forget to let y'all know so the platform itself goes live June 15, 2022. Early registration is open today. And also some athletes have already announced their involvement, including football player Nick Jackson and Mike Green, who will both premiere in their own miniseries on the platform. Nick Jackson will lead the series 6 Eats, where he gives viewers a full review of Charlottesville's staple restaurants. And Mike Green will showcase his off-the-field talent as the team barber in the miniseries titled Fade, and that's 4ADE playing off of his numbers, and Nick Jackson playing off of his numbers. So, can Mike cut?
Man.
Oh, no. We can't do that. We can't do that, dog.
He can't get me a haircut. I don't know what he can do, but he ain't touching my hair.
I'm sure going to watch the miniseries. I'll tell you that.
So, I'm going to watch the miniseries, so therefore I can see for myself.
Come on, man. I know Stranger Things dropping today, but God dang.
Ain't too many things stranger than Mike Green giving a haircut, I tell you that.
Oh, so make sure y'all check out Mike Green because they're going to be surprised just as y'all is when they see who is allowing him to cut their hair. But hey, Fade, 6 Eats, be on the lookout for that. I got 2 guests up already in the speaking section. I'm going to unmute and let them ask you some questions. OG, who is in the building? My bro Shaggy in the building. If you want to ask some questions, go ahead, man. The floor is yours. We still got some time left. What's up, OG? You can unmute.
What's OG. Good, my boys? What's good?
Not much, man. What you got to say to KT and AJ, man?
Hey, look, that comment when he was like, hey, look, he ain't gonna cut my hair. Hey, look, y'all, I threw the phone across the room. I was dying laughing off that joke. Hey, straight up. Nah, I ain't really got nothing to ask. I'm just happy, you know, for everybody in this whole situation involved, from Lo Davis to all the players. It's something that's well-deserved, well-earned, you know what I'm saying? They put in the time, and we just get to watch and marvel, you know what I'm saying? So it's about time you go to work every single day. You wake up at the same time with the consistency, just like they do.
Yeah.
They go to practice, they go to class, and we eat. So it's time. They should have been eight. And it's a good thing, you know what I'm saying, that we get connected in areas like this. But, you know, with the collective, we get even closer, you know what I'm saying? So I can't wait till this whole thing kick off, for real.
No, I feel you.
For sure. Appreciate that.
So we can expect a gold membership out of OG Hooter, man.
Hey, look.
There you go.
Gold, hey, Shaw. Hey, that gold better come with a playbook so I can read the playbook.
The gold going to come where you can watch exclusive clips of me locking KT up in practice. Exclusive.
I need the fishing clip. That's what I need. I need to see them fishing clips, cuz.
Oh, yeah, I need all of them. I don't need no edited version. I need to see
what you have. Because if Shram ever locking me up, it's going to have a whole lot of editing going on.
You know what's funny? Look, I'm going to tell you guys what's funny. Every time we do one-on-ones, right? You know what KT tell me after the one-on-one session?
Oh, my God.
I was thinking about coming outside today. Every day, I was thinking about coming outside today.
Yeah, because, I mean, it really be easy. I'd be looking out there. I'd be thinking about it. I'd be like, should I go out there? But I'm like, Shram ain't going to give me no work either. So I might as well just, you know, stay in the slot and continue to, you know, perfect my craft.
Hey, Shram, you could always go inside.
Exactly.
Yeah, but this is the thing. Let me tell you what it is. My coach don't want me taking from other guys' reps. Oh. So therefore, I stay strictly outside.
He is definitely a DB.
With Cab Club, that could be a request that you can make. And ooh. I will bar KT exclusively the whole 101 period.
Hey, he coming that slot.
Hey,
look,
we're
going to
start a fund.
The boy
stock going to
drop.
He
coming that slot.
Ooh, Lord.
Hey, I've seen film of KT on who he was on that outside, and he knows for himself it's not pretty.
That won't it, huh?
It's not pretty.
Chill out, man.
Hey, I got a question for y'all, because I know this question comes up a lot amongst fans, and, you know, I'll go ahead and put this out there. Do you feel like the NIL can cause division in the locker room if some guys are getting compensated so much compared to others?
I think it just depends on personality and just who you are, like how you was brought up. Because, I mean, you should always be happy to see others succeed and, you know, to get things. And you know what, like what God has for you, nobody can take. So I feel like everybody gets what they deserve. From the good man above, and, you know, it could be if some people have, you know, jealous hearts or just feel like they should be the guy, not knowing that it's a process, not, like, knowing that, like, a guy like Brennan Armstrong are going to get, like, bigger deals because he's a quarterback. Quarterbacks are seen as the face of a team versus, like, an offensive lineman or a D lineman, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just things like that, like, even with cornerbacks and receivers, like, you know, you may see receivers get bigger deals because they're catching and scoring touchdowns versus, like, a DB who could be, you know, shutting it down. But that's just not something that's a ooh or the ah of the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it just depends on that person and how they are mentally and what they think of themselves. And, you know, they may have a misconception of who they are. So I think it just depends on player to player. But I don't think it should. I don't think so personally.
Yeah.
But it could.
What about you, KT?
I pretty much agree with what Shram said, which I believe it could, you know, just based on, you know, some people having a jealous attitude or, you know, being spiteful, which, you know, it could lead to that. But I feel like, you know, as long as you got the right guys in our locker room and you have the right culture set in place, you know, I feel like, you know, that shouldn't be an issue. You know, we're all brothers, we're all family, we're all teammates, and, you know, we want each other to succeed. So, you know, if Brennan was to get a $2 million deal, I'm happy for him. He's screaming for him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not angry or upset in any way, you know. Just never, you know, hating on your brother. Just always, you know, wanting each other to succeed. And I think that has a lot to do with culture.
I agree with that. I definitely agree that the culture and the leaders in that locker room can put that to bed quick. If you got great leaders and you truly got a brotherhood. The NIL should not cause any friction. It should cause more unity, because your brother's going to look out for you if you really are in need. You feel what I'm saying? So speaking of brothers that can help people out in need right now, we got somebody that's in the show, fellas. He joined us as a speaker. He said, let me hold something.
Let me hold something. Good. God.
My man, Jelani the Great, is in the building. Jelani, what's good, man?
What up, what up, what up?
Not much, brother. How you been, man?
Been good, man. Been good. You know, just put my head down working pretty much. That's it.
What's been the biggest transition now that you are a full-time professional athlete?
He ain't stopped smiling yet, that's all.
Oh, yeah, right. While you're playing, it's a blessing. But I just say the biggest transition is just, you know, just being a pro pretty much, knowing how to move when it comes to getting your job done. Because, you know, in a professional, every day you don't know if it's your last, no matter if you drafted or not. And, you know, they stress that to you pretty much frequently. So you can just stay on your A game. So that's probably pretty much the biggest thing, is just, you know, learning how to be a pro, learning how to move, be responsible, be accountable, and, you know, just proving your worth pretty much, proving why you're there.
Nah, definitely, man. And being that you know, you're in the professional ranks, you know, having somebody represent you and now going through contracts and endorsement deals and things of that nature, what are your thoughts on Cavalier Futures and what that can do to get guys ahead of the learning curve?
I was about to say, man, I'm so happy that they got that, because, boy, if I was there and we had that, ain't no telling what I'd be doing, commercials and advertisement. But pretty much, like, when you get to the league, of course, they throwing a lot of stuff at you. Like, your first deal would be, you know, signing cards, trading cards, mm-hmm. and learning how to read contracts and, you know, negotiate within those means. And then, you know, now since they got the NLI, you being able to, you know, take part in that early, so by the time you do get here, you'll know how, you know, the process works and what's needed to get the process done, I would say. So definitely happy with what's going on, and definitely feel like UVA, all the student athletes and everybody definitely deserves this. And it's something that, you know, I can look forward to, especially being Wahoo now and being proud to be a Wahoo. And then, you know, just, you know, branding everybody's name, branding the university. And just being able to take care of you, yourself, and your family, and everything like that. So I'm definitely happy, especially for the boys. They're able to, you know, utilize that tool.
Let me get my man T Cove up here. I know T Cove.
There go another gold membership subscriber, Jelani Wood.
That John need to be platinum. He got his own class. Jelani got his own class.
I don't know about that now.
Locker room access with the platinum.
Yeah. Hey, locker room access platinum. No, you got playbook access. You can't find that one on the website.
No, he got it all.
But before I go, though, you know, I had to say this. I gotta get that on video, you and KT. I got to, because you know you ain't doing it here now.
Hey, hold on, wait. I'm so happy Jelani's in here, so he can attest.
Hold on, AJ was non-excusable from his work as well.
Jelani. Me and Jelani have crossed paths a few times.
Go ahead, Jelani.
And I've been on the winning side.
Hey, Jelani. I got one question before you get out of here. Remember, we was in practice.
Uh-huh.
And we was in the formation. And me and you was on, you know, the same side. We was running Dolphin.
Oh, my
AJ
goodness.
AJ was lined up outside one-on-one.
Uh-huh.
What happened on that play, Jelani?
Man, buy the membership. And we'll tell you
that. That boy, nice. Yo, Jelani, that was.
Hey, you know what's so funny, Ball
awesome
Hawk?
Right there.
Hey, Ball Hawk, hey, let me tell you what I know is so hilarious, that God, like, I think it's more of a respect thing, that guys get happy that, like, they won on a release and the ball's not even looked that way.
Oh.
Because Brennan knows that the ball is thrown. Like, he's not even looking at KT. Like, KT was a non-read. What were you, the fifth read on the play?
So why you go? You say because I won on a I won on a release,
and let's also, that it be clear that Jelani came and picked me as well. Like, I had to avoid Jelani.
Hey, oh, they ran shield. Yo,
I ain't say nothing. You see how he defended
himself? Yeah. My dog.
I gotta let it be known, because I don't know. I don't know what KT is hollering about. Like,
my dog won't beat you to the punch.
He don't want me to go pull that film up now.
He had like he caught it. Hey, you can see this film live in effect on Cal Plug.
All I gotta say is, I give my credit to AJ because AJ's smart and he knows what routes you're going to run before you run it.
He guessed. Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you this, AJ. And you ain't got to tell the truth. You one of them dudes who be looking at their cue cards when they ain't looking, cheating?
Nah. I wouldn't lie to you. I do not do that. That wouldn't get me better.
Hey, bro.
But you know what's crazy though, Ballhawk?
What up?
KT know our plays.
Oh.
They know what we do.
So he know y'all calls.
I know they know. Because how do you know a corner's blitzing and I'm playing 7 yards off and the tackles are calling out cat and I'm 7 yards off?
Hey, Ball Hawk, I used to be a quarterback and defense.
Okay. Talk that quarterback talk to him, okay?
It's only a certain amount. It's only a certain amount you can do with that defense. But him, on the other hand, I seen this man jump a smoke screen and he got deep thirds, cover three.
Hey, that man's you just sitting up here telling stories.
Jumping smoke screens and you in deep thirds.
Hey, Coach, we was in cover two, by the way.
Boy, he know the signals, Ball.
And what it is KT can't block me. He's the guy. Look, he's the guy he's the guy in charge of blocking me on the smoke screen, and he's 0-2. So
they said DBs don't tackle. So you in the minority then. You actually coming up tackling.
Nah, yeah, he's 0-2. So you know,
come on. Hey, and speaking of DBs, man, we got the OG Tony Covington in the building. Hey, Cub, you want to say something to the fellas, man?
Yeah, man. You know, first off, let me just say I'm proud of all you brothers. And for the record, every great athlete was a quarterback before he became a DB.
Hey,
I just want to put that out there real quick.
Wait a minute, Cub. You know that hurt me.
I had to go ahead and put that out there.
Come on, man.
You got to repeat that one time.
No, he don't. Because he know I didn't play quarterback. That's his joke on me.
Hey, Ball. Guess what? I was a quarterback first, then I went to tight end. So you see how that happened there. KT was a quarterback first, went to receiver. You see how it's a trend.
That's you feel what I'm saying?
AJ, you play quarterback, AJ?
Hey, hold on.
I didn't either.
I got family witnesses in here. I played quarterback.
Handoffs don't count,
years
bro.
Old at Cold Springs, I wasn't a good one.
Handoffs don't count.
At throwing, I was not good.
Man. Come on, AJ. You can't cop to that, though.
Handing off ain't a quarterback.
But quarterback bootleg and nakeds, I was the man. I mean, I'm going for 70 yards.
All right, man. That's my style.
All right. So listen, something from my end as a former player. Always want to make sure that we impart wisdom on you guys. Jelani, super proud of you, man. The work begins now, real talk. You are the CEO of your own business as a player. You make sure that you know what everybody is doing around you, your agents, accountants, everybody, they work for you. Do not forget that. So you want to know where every dime's going and just be on top of your game on that level. As a pro, it's your job to play football. That's what it is now. So make sure that you're preparing yourself like you need to and you're preparing for your exit strategy when it's over, because you never know the day when it's going to be over. But then trust me, it's a finite date with this sport. It's going to end at some point. Fellas that are still at the U, look, I'm super proud of you guys. I'm happy for this NIL. I'm happy because you guys should be getting paid something, but make sure you stay focused on the task at hand, which is winning football games and elevating the program. The money will come when it's supposed to, but don't lose sight of why you are there. You know, you're there for a mission. You're there to win, get your degree, and elevate yourselves, all right? It's great that you guys are learning to establish yourselves as a business entity early, because it will bode well for you as you move forward. You know, you guys are becoming entrepreneurs, and so I want you guys to take full advantage of it, but stay focused on the main objective, all right? And we here as me, Hawk, we here for you guys. If we can impart any type of wisdom, we here for you. You got a resource base. That's what the brotherhood is here for. And I just want y'all to go do the damn thing.
Yes, sir. Appreciate that.
Appreciate it, for sure.
For sure.
Hey, man, we got Chiefs Kingdom in the building, too. My man Chris Glazer is in the building. Chris, how you been, bro? I'm mute, man. Okay, he must still be driving.
Big Glaze.
Big Glaze.
Yo.
There you go. There you go.
There you go.
I just want to put a little 2 cents in. I hear the, you know, all the great athletes used to be quarterbacks at one time in eighth grade. Hey.
Oh my
QB.
God!
Oh my I God. Used to be a QB back in the
day. Hey,
this is where I leave.
Bro.
This is where I leave the show. Bro.
You know what, Bob? I never was a QB. I always was a football player.
Ooh.
You know, I just so happened to be in that particular position.
Hey, I like how you answered that, though, KT. I just ball, bro. Because I word on the street. KT said he gets buckets on that basketball court too. So.
Oh man! Oh man! Come on, now. They know.
I can tell because AJ ain't even come off mute, so I guess he don't play basketball.
No. I ain't going to lie to you guys. KT is a better basketball player than he is a football player.
yeah, I had to say all that, but it's cool. I take it.
He must be nice then because he's nice on the field.
I'm nice with the hoop.
Hey, my uncle is a bot. I think you got him as a speaker, but his mic not muted, man.
Oh, yeah, I got you. There you go.
Oh, y'all can.
Oh, my bad. Let me. Hey, unmute. Yeah, you want me to go ahead? Unmute. I'll do it for you. Yeah, man. Let me get him right.
Get my uncle right, man. He don't know no better.
Oh, he got to unmute himself. So the microphone at the bottom left. There you go. There you go.
All right, Boho. How you doing, my brother?
I'm good, bro. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Hey, this is a show. You keeping it real, right?
You know it, especially if AJ here, we got to keep it real.
Okay, we're gonna take this back to the way Shram would talk about he the best fisherman in the family.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Let me know what's up, Reese.
I'm just being honest. Okay, can I run it down right quick?
Absolutely.
He's kind of like in a mist, but me and him neck to neck.
Let Uncle talk, man.
His daddy better than him. And then my two brothers, we all like right there together. So he's definitely not the best in the family. We going to keep it real.
And he just tried to put it out there like that. How Reese
Yeah.
Crazy.
But we not tripping. We let him claim that, though. Because you know how that is, man. Yeah, you know, you're a young guy. You know how the young kids is, man.
I appreciate you, Reese, for coming keep it real.
I just can't believe this is coming from a guy who can't tie his own hook.
Oh no!
I just find that hard to believe that he said we right there neck and neck.
We right there.
I just don't get it.
Okay, so can I ask now, Boho? Now ask him to answer this truthfully, though.
Okay, answer truthfully.
It up in times we done went fishing, lure fishing, and he didn't catch not one thing. Who the only one that caught?
Not a nail nutter.
Man, he caught a straw.
Yeah. Okay, look, I give him that. One day he came off of work, he came out to the lake. We didn't catch nothing, and he caught a straggler. He got that.
Oh, wow, it's a straggler. Okay.
That fish felt bad for him that he came off of work getting ate up by the mosquitoes.
Oh, my God.
So what we hearing is we need to get you a mini-series of you fishing to see if it's cap or if it's truth.
Don't get me wrong. He know how to fish. But he's not the best fisherman.
No, we're gonna have it's gonna be a family.
He would have had me fooled.
It's gonna be.
I know he can catch a fish.
He can fish. Don't get me wrong.
No,
we're the best in the family.
Yeah, we can. Yeah,
I'm not giving him that title. He's not old enough.
See, Reese, he almost have it.
What we're gonna do is we're gonna have a family outing and some cameras, and you better perform, or it's gonna be documented that you trash. Well,
and that, listen, I'm down with that.
Hey, I think I am a pressure performer. I just play my best under pressure, especially fishing.
Wow. Hey, Clam, though, go ahead, bro. You off mute.
All right, listen. I'm his other uncle.
Oh.
I'm gonna give y'all one of the most amazing fishing stories that he probably don't remember. It happened with me out there with him. The joke is good. I ain't gonna tell you no lie. He's good. He ain't better than me. But
so you like fourth
they
place
definitely
the
your family members, bro. They definitely your family members.
Listen, but I feel he's the. I'm gonna tell you this: he's the luckiest fisherman on the world, in the world.
I definitely agree with that.
Listen, we went fishing one day. The fish popped off and popped his line. We came back a week later. He saw the line in the water, put his hand in the water, wrapped his hand around the line, and the fish was still on it. And we caught it.
Oh, wow.
Real fish whisperer.
See, yeah.
Yeah, you
hey,
are.
Now listen to this, Ball Hawk, because this is recent ago. So me, KT, and Billy Kemp all went fishing, right, KT?
Yeah.
It was a bass that was spawning. KT and Billy, they all trying to drop down there, trying to catch him. What AJ go down there and do, Ball Hawk? What you think?
You know, you came up with a clutch pick.
What I do, KT?
Hey, man, like his Uncle C. He one of the luckiest fishermen I know. He one of the luckiest fishermen I know. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Hey, from a guy like KT, he don't like to give props. I told him he was a better basketball player than he was a football player.
He trying to say
player.
You a diabolical hater, KT. That's diabolical statement.
I just keep
right
it real. I like to keep it real, man. I don't know what it is. What he be doing with that fishing pole, but he know how to use that. I ain't gonna cap to you.
I feel you, man. But I definitely appreciate the Unks coming up here setting the record straight because we knew he was too confident and how
I wish his dad can get on here and tell the real truth. Like, you know?
Oh, my God.
You got to set that up.
Man, I appreciate you, Reese, for coming on because, you know,
hey, KT.
I done seen a fish. Hey. Really good. He had me feeling that he was the best in the family.
Straight up.
Hey, can I set the story straight on something else again?
Yes, sir.
With him about this quarterback thing when he was 12.
Oh, my God.
Please.
Listen. Okay.
It's good.
The quarterback boots and all that he used to do his thing, you know, dead leg and all that there. But they had a play where they told him to throw the ball for a 5-yard out.
Hey, Shram, that do not count, my boy.
Listen, no. I need y'all to understand. The 5-yard out didn't make it.
Oh,
the ball went 2 yards and hit the ground.
And he was 12?
Sure, we can't count that as being a quarterback.
Hey,
bro.
Come on, bro. What are we doing, man?
Hey, listen.
Hey, listen. You want to know the receiver that 5-yard out was being thrown to? You want to know who the receiver was?
Who?
Jerry Jeudy.
So that means he ran a good route then.
And you?
He was wide
open.
No. See, the story before Jeudy was that was his first year, so he had the potential, but he was nothing what the world knows. And I'm serious. He would tell you this out of his own mouth.
Uh-huh.
We played literally his first year together. This was his first year ever playing like football in an organized setting. It was not the Jeudy that you guys know today. And I got some of my CDs sitting that I showed KT earlier. I'm gonna go and post some of these clips on Twitter so y'all can see my quarterback days.
Please.
Hey, man, but the ball went 2 yards, though.
Exactly, bro. And you not finna tell me.
It was a lot of pressure. And it probably got batted by one of the DNs. I can't remember. It was so many
years
ago.
You don't recall, right?
He talking about
it was over a decade ago. I can't remember.
It might have looked like it got batted.
Hey, man, fans, make sure y'all check the Who Vision at the top of the space, man. Go get you the orange, the blue. So the orange membership of a Cav Club membership is $4.99. The blue membership is $19.99. Silver membership is $99 a month. And the gold, the El Capitan is $500 a month. And we could have created a new show. Fishing with AJ. We got to come up with a title.
Mm-hmm. That'd be good right there.
I'll host the fishing class to teach everybody. You
fishing
know,
class.
I'm that. Right.
You can't teach luck, man.
No, you can't. You can't. That's just God's gift. Like, you know, He bless you every now and then with the fishing. You can't teach luck. Nah.
You can't teach luck, man. Stop it, bro.
Hey, man. But look,
don't get me wrong. Like I say, he can fish.
He's not the best fisherman.
Yeah.
He should have just said he's a good fisherman, right? He would have been
Thank
good.
You, Ball. That's it. I'm a good fisherman. That's it.
Hey, Ball, let me tell you something that the fans may not know. I had a real life debate with myself when I was about 13 or 14. Like, am I going to be a NFL player or a Bassmaster Classic? Like,
I legit had to.
No, I'm serious. Like, no, I'm so serious. Like, I legit was asking myself, like, am I going to be a Bassmaster Classic angler or am I going to be an NFL player? But then you know what I said? I came up with the best possible outcome. I said I would play football, and when my football career ends, I'm going to open up me a bait tackle store and I'm going to be a Bassmaster Classic angler when I'm about like 40, 50 years old. You see what I'm saying?
Sound like a plan.
I don't. Sound like a plan. I hear you, but I don't see what you're saying. We got Maddie.
And we can add Ballhawk on that list of just bona fide haters, too.
There oh, I'm a diabolical. Yeah, I'm right there. The like, yeah, I'm like Dave Chappelle in them. I'm one of the three haters right there. Maddie, what's going on?
Hey, Ballhawk, how's it going?
Going great, you know. Shooting it with the bros, talking about everything NIL, Cavaliers Futures, what you guys are doing, and also what went down today, the big announcement.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts?
Well, I just want to confirm to everybody listening that I'm taking notes. And the beauty of this Cav Club platform is that it's totally designed to be what the student athletes want. So if y'all want to go fishing with AJ, we can go fishing with AJ. And, you know, maybe we have to get back down to Miami and go with the whole Johnson family.
Yeah. Yeah. They already got a Johnson family movie. We could do a part two.
Yeah. Right.
We'll make it a mini series.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh. Challenge.
Yeah, just keep the ideas coming. I love it.
Yeah. Tony, how you doing, bro?
This dad speaking.
Oh, Lord. The trifecta.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the Trinity.
I ain't know how to get on the microphone, but I got him now, though.
There we go.
But let me just clear the air, Ball Hog.
Okay.
My son is a good fisherman, but he's not the best fisherman in the family.
That's three that said you ain't the best.
Every time we go fishing, what do pops do?
You catch fish. What you mean?
Oh, he quiet. He quiet.
We catch fish.
No.
Okay. See, when pops get in his whole energy
you
tank,
see that? Listen, he humble now.
I don't want to make it seem like I'm outdoing my father. So
oh, wow.
Wow.
You
say
you're
the best fisherman in the family. 20 minutes.
But I am the best fisherman in the family. But I can say my dad is a close second runner-up.
Oh, wow. I'm done, bro.
Hey,
I'm going to let him have
hey,
it,
KT.
I ain't got to say no more.
AJ capping, man. I don't believe him no more.
Hey, no man. Hat, Ballhawk. I don't even wear hats. I don't wear hats.
I got to see. I told AJ Knight.
Yeah, he ain't lying.
Ballhawk, I ain't going to lie to you. AJ was on the water. I don't know if he caught anything, but I know he was on the water right before we got on this call. I know that much.
Yeah,
right
out of bed.
Oh, listen, Ballhawk, I was on the water right on my backyard, right? Mm-hmm. I wasn't out there for too long. You know what my mom told me? Because she was out there with me. She said, wow, you didn't even catch anything. That's so unlike you. Now, mind you, my mom and my dad was together. And she expressed to me that every time me and her went fishing, I've caught some where it's been instances where she's been with my father and they haven't. So I don't know what that means, but
oh, wow.
I don't know what that means, Ballhawk. But
he got the gift of gab. I give it to him. He nice.
Ballhawk.
I can only imagine what he doing the receivers in the game when he talking to him.
When me and my wife was going fishing, I was out fishing for one specific type fish, which is one of the hardest fishes to catch in Florida.
Okay.
And it's known as a snook.
A snook. All right.
So when she has come with me, no, I didn't do good. But ask her how many times I done came home with them big snooks.
Hey, Ballhawk, we don't know if those are bought from the local market.
they don't sell snook. They don't sell snook.
But you just
market.
Said you wouldn't try to
somebody could have gave him a few out on the boat ramp. Felt bad. He ain't catch none. So I don't know. We can't go for it.
So how you say you were going to be respectful to your dad, say he a close second, but then you say that right there?
hey, Pop, ain't the snooks got to be like between 28, 32 inches, something like that.
Yes,
right?
Sir. Mm. Yes, sir.
Talk that fast. That's the limit.
Now ask my son how many snooks have he caught in his life.
Yeah. Uh-oh. How many, dog?
Quick. I've never caught a snook.
Oh. Okay.
Hey, it's safe to say I'm more of a freshwater guy. I don't get to go out saltwater fishing because my dad and them had boats and, you know, things like that. And I just been, you know, I can go right in my backyard and, you feel me? You know, it's more convenient.
Ball Hog, even when he come home on break, what is it to take a fishing rod and go out into the salt waters to go fish? Just like you walk into your backyard, drive to the salt water and fish.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I've seen this.
If you are all around fisherman, that's what
into
you
a,
do.
Right. The AJ fishing competition space.
Hey,
so I think we can get back on track.
We're cultivating a new miniseries. You know what
Look,
I'm saying?
The this will be package. All a part of the miniseries on Cav Club. We're going to make that space. Fishing with AJ.
Yep.
Y'all can all.
Oh no, no, yeah. Fishing with AJ and the Stooges. There we go.
Oh wow! Oh wow! Now I ain't gonna lie, Ball. He showed me how to put a hook on. I get on that.
All right.
But I think Ben and my brother right there, both of, I done caught more salt water than he done caught salt water. Mm. Now, AJ, is I'm keeping it real, or is that cap?
No, you probably keeping it real, but like okay. I say,
you're probably keeping it real, though.
Okay. So now I see AJ weakness now.
No, but I ain't gonna lie. But he's a freshwater lure guy. That's what he do.
Okay. Yeah, all right. And see, that was good.
KT, this is Dad talking. What you do to make it a fair game when you go fishing with, where it's an even Steven match, take him to the salt waters. He ain't experienced. You ain't got probably much experience. And y'all go for what you know.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the first episode right there.
See, I'm a saltwater guy. And up there in Virginia, we were fishing freshwater, you know. And so AJ, you know, seemed like a guru. I'm like, you know, down here in Louisiana, we got all salt water. So, you know, I'm looking for them big fire reds.
Yeah.
You feel me? So AJ catching a bass, I'm like, man, he done pulled 10 of them out in 14 minutes. I'm like,
how he do that?
Right. So, you know.
So now what you got to do, KT, you got to get him down in Louisiana in your neck of the woods.
Right.
Now you can see what he know. You see for what sure, I'm saying? Right.
Yeah. It's a difference for sure.
Yeah, hey, like man. I say, I'm a sponge, man. It don't take long.
Gonna see.
I'm an observer.
We're going to put the cameras on you, bro. We're going to put the cameras on you. Salute to you for cultivating a new miniseries, Fishing with AJ and the Stooges, as you said, the three Stooges. I don't know who the three is, but I'm going to be there watching. But I definitely appreciate your pops and your uncles coming up.
We appreciate y'all, man. Verify. We love the show, man. We love it.
Now, I appreciate you guys, man. Anytime you see me in the space, definitely, you know, jump on and add your jewels, man, because they definitely appreciate it. We appreciate, you know, that all you guys have done to affect AJ, because he is a dope person. Every time I talk to him, he always got a smile on his face. I'm not just saying that because he's there, because I ain't scared of him. You know, he can't catch me. You know?
That real, huh? Yes, sir.
Nah, but I appreciate you guys, man. And I know KT getting ready, you know, to drive back to VA, so I want to be respectful of his time. KT, before I let you out of here, anything you want to say to the fans?
Oh, yeah, man, for sure, man. I appreciate everybody for coming out, man. You know, y'all make sure y'all subscribe, you know, to get that content that's going to only be on Calf Club. And, you know, like I said, I appreciate y'all. See y'all go come fishing with Shram, man. Come see the luck. Come see the luck, man. You got to witness it. But like I said, I appreciate y'all. I had a good time.
Yeah. How about you, AJ? I know you've been, you know, your fishing ego been taking some blows. I know Javonte Davis fight Rolly tomorrow, but how you feeling right now, man? You all right?
I'm feeling unfazed. This is a part, like, you know what they say, like, if it wasn't good, nobody would say anything. That just gives me more, like, confirmation that I'm the real deal.
So that's why you always telling me so.
Yeah, so I feel
a whole lot better now.
KT, you nice.
No, I'm just grateful for the opportunity. You know, I love being on the Twitter Spaces. Just another way just to connect with the fans. And I got a message for the fans, man. I want to pack Scott Stadium this year. And, you know, I want it to be a good attendance. I haven't got that atmosphere that I've seen against Florida State a few years back, you know, some of those games. So I want to experience that thing packed, the hill packed, and, you know, just a great atmosphere. And you know, just being there and supporting, and you know, definitely get on with Calf Club. Gold memberships only. If it ain't gold, it ain't right. So gold is the only way to go.
You want full FULL, all capital letters, access.
FULL, full access. Yeah. And you know, definitely we're gonna get that mini series going. You know, that sounds fun, you know. Especially since in the off season we got a little bit of off time, we could get some fishing in, you know. I run laps around KT, but we'll just say that for another time, another segment.
You know, that's gonna be like, you know, like a trailer. We're gonna come out there when y'all working one on ones and give them something for something that's not in the gold package. You feel me? So We got plenty of times and ideas, but definitely appreciate the fellas for coming on. Appreciate the Johnson family for pulling up and checking nephew and son. That's classic. Appreciate my man Cub coming up. Also, shout out to Jelani Woods, man. Just got drafted to the Indianapolis Colts. Good luck to him. Chris Glazer just got signed by the Chiefs. He popped in for a little while. Salute to Maddie for coming in and letting you know that she's taking notes, man, because this is your platform. This is something that you can cultivate. Don't ever get that lost. This is about the student athletes, and the student athletes are the, what do they call it? What's the word I'm looking for? The creators, like Joe Budden always say, the creators. So if you got an idea and you're a student athlete here at the University of Virginia, make sure you get in contact with Cavalier Futures, man, and tell them the ideas that you have so you can create it and get it rolling, because you are a business. The NIL allows you to be a walking business. But like Cub said, don't lose sight of the goal. It's all about winning football games and earning that degree, because if you're not doing those two things, your value decreases. So if you want to increase your value, do well at your job first, on and off the field, man. So don't get distracted. Stay together. Continue to be that fist, fellas. Anytime y'all see me on live, here on Twitter Spaces, every day, Monday through Friday, 3:30 to 5:30, you can always tap in. I appreciate the opportunity, as always, chopping up with y'all. And that's how we're going to end it, man. Salute to the partners, Locker Room Access, and also my man Herman Moore and this marketing agency, Team 84, when we talk about the Cav Club. So salute to them. So, OG, you want to say anything before we let you out of here, bro? I know you want to wrap it up.
Not me. You got it. This has been amazing. Like I told you, I want to see that. I want to see all that fishing y'all be talking about. And see? That, look what happened. And then you did something. You started something with, you was talking about the whole God and him thing. If we got to see that too. So, y'all got a couple good things. Y'all got a couple good things going out of this.
I don't know if y'all want to watch a complete domination. That's not fun to watch. You want to see something competitive.
Yes, man, bro. See? See what I'm saying?
And if you didn't, if you wasn't allowed to be here at 3:30 when we started, I will be re-uploading this on my podcast platform, The Ball Hawk Show. You can also go to mahawkins.com, but it'll be on Anchor, Spotify, iTunes. But if you just want to go to the hub, just go to mahawkins.com. It'll be on by the end of the day today, so you can listen to it in its entirety. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you follow these young men that are co-hosts. Make sure you follow the speakers as well. But make sure you follow these student-athletes, man, because people think KT quiet. KT not quiet. KT just calculated. You know what I'm saying? He ain't going to waste no characters, whether it's typing or talking. AJ, on the other hand, he got plenty of characters to waste, because he just said he don't get tired. Ain't that right, AJ?
Hey, man, whenever I'm needed, see, KT, he's a one-trick pony, so.
Wow.
He's a one-trick pony.
Yo.
Hey, look, I know the real KT. See, y'all just see the Saturday KT. I know the real KT, the day-to-day KT.
Dang, KT.
He's a one-trick
pony. You should know better.
What you do to him, KT?
I think he's still thinking about the last spring practice we had, spring ball, you know, and he's still mad about that or whatnot.
Hey, ball, look, before we end, I just want to say one more thing, because we talked about all good athletes being quarterbacks and all that, but you know, one thing we never heard about KT doing is playing on the defensive side of the ball, and I just don't know if if he's tough enough.
Ooh,
I got film.
Because, like, I played offense. I've done it. I did it. But has KT played, like, can we really stamp him as a guy? Because I don't know if he has
it. You know what? Not since we got, you know, the Cav Club, you know, I'm going to upload my defensive clips, you know. What you want to see, DN, safety, corner, whatever you want to see. Ooh. I didn't play it at all. And in high school, too. So it ain't no 12-year-old.
Ain't no 12, yo. Well, I appreciate you fellas, man, for tapping in, man. Y'all be safe on y'all way back to the Ville, and we'll definitely link up. AJ, you know, we got to get that work, man. I got to see, you know what I'm saying? You know.
Bro, you've been saying this for the longest. I'll be in Charlottesville. This man don't never come to the facility. Every time we on the show, he see, we got to get that work in.
Oh, we're going to get that work in, because I already talked to Brad and the other fellas. It's a done deal. It's the summer. So All right. So
look, speak so loud that I can't hear you. Like, show me so loud I can't hear you, man. You've been talking about it for a while.
You're right. I got you. Ooh, you spicy today, boy. What you hot tamale? All right, man. To all Wahoo Nation, man, that's it. That's all I got for the space today. Thank you for tapping in. Go check out CavalierFutures.com for all the info. Also, become a member, man. What type of membership they got to get out the Cav Club, you said, AJ?
Gold.
And when the platinum package come out,
yeah,
you pick one plate.
That Woods platinum package.
You get to pick one play in the fourth quarter each game.
No. You get to call the offensive play in the fourth quarter.
Oh, man.
And it better not be a tackle screen.
Oh, in that case, man, it's the Ball Hawk. We out here.
We gotta go. We got him out of here.
They said cut. We out. I'm gonna let
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.